92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. For years, Madisonians have wanted a train station. We actually had one decades ago, but it shut down in 1971. It would make travel to places like Milwaukee, Chicago, and Minneapolis easier. Right now, the closest Amtrak station is in Columbus. Now, you can book a trip to or from Madison on Amtrak, but one of those legs will be on a bus. Now, city staff have narrowed down exactly where they would want to put a new train station. Their first pick would be to add one along John Nolan Drive and Wilson Street. But that could be a tough sell so close to the lakeshore. So their second choice would be on the east side next to what will soon be the Madison Public Market. To go from Madison to Milwaukee, they wouldn't even need to build the train tracks. Old railroad tracks already exist going from here through Watertown and to Milwaukee. It currently averages zero trains per day. They'd expect to have 3 to 4 of those trips daily, and eventually they would add service to the Twin Cities. Now, the city of Madison is not really in charge of whether Madison gets a new train station. The Department of Transportation and Amtrak would be the ones who get to make that decision. Meanwhile, Madison's airport is busier than ever. It was a record-setting summer at the Dane County Regional Airport. May through August, they had more than 850,000 travelers. That turns out to be a 40,000-person increase from the same time period last year. It even had its busiest week in history, the first week of August. Now, we got planes, we got trains in this newscast. Time for automobiles. Starting today, the second phase of construction on John Nolan Drive begins. That changes the traffic patterns there, too. All cars will now start to drive on the existing northbound lanes. And this traffic pattern is going to stay the same until next summer. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just 2 field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points, you know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it's a big-time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. It's a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10 in their final home game of the year. Head coach Luke Fickell.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day with a few more scattered rain showers later this afternoon. Our high today, upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, rain off and on through the night. Our low dropping into the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain likely at a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.